听广播学英语，大家好，我是蒋建堂。上一个片段我们就讲到了，根据那个统计数据啊，就反映孩子们他们是认为某些地方爸爸是比较强，妈妈是比较弱，而某一些方面呢是妈妈比较强，而爸爸是比较弱的。接着下来啊，就直接的指出了孩子们认为爸爸和妈妈在哪些方面是具有弱点的。由于这个片段比较长，我们就分开两个小片段来进行中文讲解，一起来听一下。
For example, kids tend to think that their mom is no good at parking the car.
Mm-hmm.
Parking, of course, is where, when you stop the car and put it somewhere. Parking can be very difficult, but I thought it was kind of funny to me that students or kids thought that their mother couldn't park the car.
这个片段就讲到了孩子们呢，通常会认为妈妈是不太擅长于停放汽车的。停放汽车的确是有点困难，不过呢，那个祖先呢，对他来说还是觉得有点有趣，居然这些孩子啊会认为妈妈是不懂得停放汽车的。好，接着来听下面一个小片段，是讲父亲的。
They also said that their dad sometimes drives a little bit too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from my experience, my dad was also a fast driver. So, yeah, it's interesting. I think that parents can learn a little bit from their kids in this respect.
孩子们同时又说到了父亲有时候开车开得过快。这个时候呢，祖贤就拿自己来说了，他说他的父亲啊也是一个喜欢开快车的人。祖贤还说到了，嗯，真有趣，看来呢，做父母的在这一方面呢，能够从孩子身上学到点东西了。好，我们再来把刚才的片段从头到尾听一遍。
For example, kids tend to think that their mom is no good at parking the car.
Mm-hmm.
Parking, of course, is where, when you stop the car and put it somewhere. Parking can be very difficult, but I thought it was kind of funny to me that students or kids thought that their mother couldn't park the car. They also said that their dad sometimes drives a little bit too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from my experience, my dad was also a fast driver.So, yeah, it's interesting. I think that parents can learn a little bit from their kids in this respect.
首先我们来看这个词 park, P-A-R-K, park, 做动词有停放的意思，例如停放车辆 park the car, park the car, 停放汽车。用来停放汽车的位置，那个停车位英文就叫做 parking space, parking space, 停车位。Park 也可以做名词，做名词时 Park 除了可以表示公园之外呢，还可以表示停车场。片段中用了 Park 那个动名词形式 Parking， 我们现在就来听一下片段中包含 Parking 的那一句话。
For example, kids tend to think that their mom is no good at parking the car.
孩子们往往会认为妈妈是不擅长于停放汽车的。接着我们来看这个单词 respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect, 我们之前都学过 respect 是表示尊敬，不过在这里 respect 是个名词，表示方面，方面 respect。 好，我们现在就来听一下片段中包含 respect 的那一句话。
I think that parents can learn a little bit from their kids in this respect.
祖贤就说到做父母的在这一方面应该能够从孩子身上学到点东西了。好，我们现在再来把整个片段从头到尾再听一遍。
For example, kids tend to think that their mom is no good at parking the car.
Mm-hmm.
Parking, of course, is where, when you stop the car and put it somewhere. Parking can be very difficult, but I thought it was kind of funny to me that students or kids thought that their mother couldn't park the car.They also said that their dad sometimes drives a little bit too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from my experience, my dad was also a fast driver. So, yeah, it's interesting. I think that parents can learn a little bit from their kids in this respect.
这个片段的讲解就到此结束，再会。